Thank you, Jesus. And Father, as we look into your word today, we pray that we will have encounter with you via your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Send the word that will transform our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, your word said there is a way that seemeth good to a man, but end of it is death. We don't want to tread the path of death. We want to enjoy abundant life. And therefore, Lord, via your word, reveal unto us today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your name be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. I am blessed with the blessing of Abraham. Hallelujah. I think this should be our song now. Because whatsoever you confess with your mouth is what you are going to see. God was speaking to the children of Israel in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 28. He said, as you have said in my ear, so shall I do. So what you say is what God confirmed. If you don't say anything, there is nothing for God to confirm in your life. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, the Bible said that, let's go there. Thank you, Lord. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. It said, and the earth was without form, and it was void. It said, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. He said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, light be, and light was. There was no light until God said it. And we are created in the image of God. And so if you don't use your mouth to call for that blessing, there is nothing for God to confirm. Remember, the Bible said in Mark, the last chapter, he said, God was with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. If there is no word, there is nothing for the Spirit to confirm. Hello? And so, the leaflet we are given, we're not just given so that we can keep it as album or just a Bible divider in your Bible. No. Confess it day by day. Confess it regularly. And I see God performing it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. But like we had in the announcement session, even though the 7 days fasting and prayer ends today, this is not the time to go on spiritual holiday. Hello? This is not the time to say, oh, I'm done with this. After all, I've fasted for 7 days, I've laid the foundation. It's not enough to start a journey. It is equally important to complete it. If you are having a building project and you mounted only the foundation. Can you live in the foundation? Hallelujah. You cannot live in the foundation. Even though foundation is important. But you can't live there. And in the same way, we have to start laying the block one by one right now. The Lord has helped us to lay the foundation for the year. And I know that that foundation is solid because God was there with us. There is no devil that will succeed in crushing your foundation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because that foundation is built on the truth. Because that foundation is built on Christ, the solid rock himself. Your life shall not crash in the mighty name of Jesus. The blessing will work in your life this year in the mighty name of Jesus. The blessing will work in your life this year in the name of Jesus Christ. But I want us to understand that we said that it is equally important to keep on building. Because immediately after Jesus, when he finished the fasting program, 40 days and 40 nights, what happened to him? The tempter was waiting for him. Remember that he was on the mountain praying for 40 days and 40 nights. We only did 7 days, not even 7 days and seven nights. No, 7 days and seven nights. We only did 7 days. Not 7 days and seven nights. That's from 6 to 6. He was there 40 days and 40 nights. But immediately he finished. You remember that it was, the Bible says it was the Spirit that even drove him to, that moved him to observe that foundation laying for his life and for his ministry. But immediately he finished, what happened? The tempter was waiting for him at the valley. Because the tempter could not go to the mountain with him. The mountain is the presence of God. Hallelujah. Remember in the book of Revelation, the Bible says, the devil, after rebelling, he was chased down to the world, to the earth. And the Bible says, and there was no more place found for him in heaven. He does not have the capacity to live in the heavenly realm anymore. Hallelujah. Amen. And you are dwelling in that heavenly realm. Hello? But immediately he finished and said, okay, let's go down. It's the tempter showed up. Let's go there. Luke chapter 4. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bible said, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. You know, he knew that, this guy just finished 40 days fasting. He threw the bait, the hook, that he can swallow. But thank God, Jesus said, no, I won't swallow this. You will not swallow the bait of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. You will not end up empty after this exercise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. But what we are trying to say is that it is necessary for us to wake up. It's not enough for a plane to take off, to touch you up. To stay up there, it still needs for his engine to be working. If the engine stops working up there, what will happen? It drops, it will crash. So consistency is the order of the game here. You will not become an ex-Christian in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You will not become a former Christian in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You have to be consistent. Even in the natural, there are some places, that there are some buildings that if you see them, maybe last 10 years, they were the best building on that street. But today, if you are looking for a house to rent, you will not even look at that site. Hello, I was thinking yesterday, NTA Ibadan in Nigeria was the first television station in Africa. If you are counting the first 10 television stations in Nigeria now, will you count NTA Ibadan? Hello, the last time I went to and I watched the thing, I had to close one of the eyes and say, what is this? They lost color because the consistency disappeared. Hello? He who think he stand, let him be careful, lest he fall. We have to take practical responsibility to remain standing. If you read history, they said this country, is it Haiti? How do you pronounce that name, that country? At the time, do you know that it was one of the leading countries in the world? One of the country with the greatest GDP? But today, it's labeled as one of the poorest countries in the world. Why? They slept. Their wealth was built on plantation agriculture in that time. But when industrial revolution came, what happened? They slept. And they were swept behind. You will not be swept behind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me give you another very clean example. Current one. How many of us has used Nokia phone before? Where is Nokia now? Hello? Even when they talk in terms of inventing smartphone, they started it. Hello? But they went to sleep. Hello? So it is dangerous to go on spiritual holiday. Hello? You remember that the first Sunday of every month in this assembly is our upper room service. And it's not just upper room service, it's our waiting day. So next Sunday, we are still waiting on the Lord. Hello? Hello? every first Sunday is our waiting day. We break by what? We communion in the church. So buckle up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because spirituality, the Bible says that I wish above everything that thou prospereth, even as thy soul prospereth. If your prosperity is not anchored from inside, it is fake. It cannot last, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Because your enemy is not playing, no. He's not playing for Ludo. Playing Ludo. He's waiting for you to come down from the mountain and say, okay, I get him now. You will not be a victim of the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Let's look at another example. Moses waited on the Lord for the same way, 40 days and 40 nights. The tempter was waiting for him. Immediately he left the mountain and came down. What happened? Anger. He broke the tablet. That's why you notice that the time you are fasting is the time you are tempted most. Something will just happen. See, I'm talking to myself as well here. Be careful, sir. Watch, you may finish today and your wife may provoke you tomorrow. Hello? Your children may provoke you next tomorrow. Refuse to say, no, I refuse to give up. Receive the grace not to compromise in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Brethren, this year is so bright, sir. But we have to buckle up. Because Paul said, a door and an effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. The devil knows that he cannot go to the mountain with you, but he's waiting for you at the valley. No wonder David said, even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because there, you know, the devil is always living at the lowest level. He will not take advantage of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And to avoid that, I quickly want to look at this subject I've captioned, the blessing of Abraham and the vision connection. Because it is the vision that you have that will keep you on. If you don't have anything you are looking forward to, you will not end up anywhere. But that will not be a portion of the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I gave us that example one day when somebody did experiment. He put two rats in a box. One box was full of total darkness and water. You know, rats cannot swim, can they? Rat can't swim. They put the second rat in another box, but they made a very small hole there and introduced light. And they discovered that the rat that was in total darkness, it didn't take time for it to die. Because there was no light, there was no hope, there was no vision, there was nothing it was pursuing, and therefore it gave up instantly. But the one that was in the box that had light, that rat kept on walking, kept on laboring towards that light, and he kept on surviving as long as he was moving towards the light. As long as you have a vision you are pursuing, the devil cannot get hold of you, sir. Hello? And that's why if you look at most of the people that gave up to temptation, it's because they don't have a plan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a time they were asking our president, former president then, and he said, when you look at the time when schools are closed, maybe the lecturers are on strike or whatever, armed robbery and all manner of crime increased. Why? You have a lot of unemployed youths roaming about the streets. No vision to pursue. And so when his friend comes and says, okay, let's go there and do armed robbery, he follows him. But when if he's in school, he has chemistry 102 to write. He has history 204 to sit for exam. Will he have time to rob? He won't have time. Hello? Man was created to operate, to pursue vision. Let's look at the word of God in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. When God created man, Bible said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, it said, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God sent unto them. See, he gave them a vision. He didn't just bless them for fun. Blessing is for a purpose, sir. Hello? Blessing is not just, okay, oh, my son, I want you to just go around and dance. No. He gave them the blessing for a purpose. And what did he say? He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So he gave him a vision. He gave him a purpose to live for. Life without a purpose is a life of tragedy. It's better you are not being born than to be alive and don't know why. That is the greatest tragedy in life. There are people roaming on the streets now who will have built the highest building, who are supposed to be the heads of industry, the CEO of companies that are wandering around the street because they don't have the understanding of their purpose, sir. It's time for us to wake up to reality. A little sleep. A little, you know, slumber. Says, so shall thy poverty come. That will not be a portion of the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs 6:10. Are we there? He said, thank you, just a minute. Yes. He said, yet a little sleep. A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Verse 11 says, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. So when you go to sleep spiritually, everything goes to sleep with it. Do you know that many years back, the nation called Turkey was a Christian nation? The largest Christian cathedral in Europe was built there. Is Turkey a Christian nation now? Everything has changed. In fact, that cathedral has been hijacked by the president and given to the Muslims now. Hello? Egypt used to be a Christian nation. Is it a Christian nation now? We need to wake up and take responsibility and walk with the vision of God that he has given unto us. That's what you are trying to say. Man was created for a purpose and was also blessed or empowered to carry out that purpose. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
What then is vision? Hallelujah. Simply put, vision is the unfolding of God's plan unto man. Hello? Or the compass that directs you to where you're supposed to be. Are you getting it? Your vision for life is what shows you where you're supposed to be. Some people started January 2018. They don't have a specific plan for that year. The only thing is, oh God bless me, bless God say bless you for what, sir? By now you're supposed to sit down, especially during those 7 days. God, what are you saying concerning my family? What is your plan? And thank God it's never too late. Abraham got his own at 75. He will have wasted. At 75, God called him. He gave him the purpose to live for. He showed him. He gave him that vision. And he said, yes, this is it. Follow it. Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's high time, everybody, to stand up to get to buckle your belt and take practical responsibility for your life so that you will not be a liability. You will not be a liability in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God's program for an individual incorporates a specific area in which an individual is expected to function. Everybody cannot be bankers. Everybody cannot be accountant. Don't move with the crowd. Move with the cloud. There is a difference. Hello? Not just because your friend has just resigned from work and they started building a big hospital. You say, I want to go and build a hospital with myself. No, sir. What is God saying concerning you and your family? Thank you, Jesus. Don't move with the crowd. Move with the cloud. The cloud is from God. It takes you to where you are supposed to be. But the crowd says, okay, this is what is raining now. Let's go and do it. That is not God's plan for you. When God calls people, whether into ministry or into engineering or into whatever, he gives you specific instruction what to do and where to do it, sir.
May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so vision is the spiritual language by which God transmits his plan to his chosen vessel. Are we getting anything from this one now? So that we can maximize our journey this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Why do we need it? We have to understand that God is only committed to his plan that he has given you. And his blessing is meant for that purpose. Stop asking God to come and bless your plan. Ask for his already blessed plan. Because you cannot arm twist God. You can't bribe God. You can't just say, okay, you know, just like you do people and you motivate them. God doesn't change. You can't motivate God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we getting it? Uh-huh. It's a very, very, very important thing that we need to understand. Ask God to show you what to do, because he's only committed to blessing what he has ordered. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 48. Isaiah 48. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 17. Isaiah 48, 17 said, thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He said, I am the Lord that teacheth thee to profit. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to profit. He said, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Now, verse 18, he said, oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Let's pause here, you see. Because when God leads you, it doesn't mean there won't be challenges there. When God told Abraham, gave him a vision to go to the promised land, what welcomed him there? Angels? No. Famine. There was no food there. Somebody would have said, ah, oh God, oh, don't you, see, where is your face? Now, God, now. How can you lead me to this place, to this dry place? Oh God, I start binding and losing. I say, God, because they don't bind anything. Hallelujah. But you see, when he leads you, he goes with you. When he leads you, his majestic presence goes with you. Can anything stop God? It's not possible. And that's why he said he was lamenting here. God was saying, Oh that thou hast hearkened, or thou hast listened to my commandment, then had thy peace as a river, and the righteousness as the waves of the sea. Mm. You notice that when Abraham wandered out of that land, what happened? That was the place where he lied. And they asked him, say, this woman, how now? He said, ah, she's my sister. Because the presence of God, the backing, disappeared. So he noticed his nakedness. Hey, they will kill him, or they will kill this woman. Let me tell you, I never see him before. He's not lying. You notice that the same thing happened with Isaac. When he wandered away, he went to the same place. What happened to Isaac? Isaac repeated the same thing. He told you to lie about his wife. I say, she's my sister. You will not be deceived out of your chosen place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. No devil will succeed in removing you from where God has planted you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why the Bible says that we are the trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord. It is God that has the qualification as the one that can plant you. Have you ever seen a tree that planted itself? Do they survive? Hello? Answer me now. When the farmer takes him, he knows where the sun is. He knows where the water is. He knows where the soil. The soil is rich. But you see that when seed fall down from trees and come down under the tree, do they grow? They try to grow, but they die. They are choked to death because they're not supposed to be there. It is only the seed that the farmer takes from the leaf and go and plant at the right place that survives. In Yoruba, we say that trees don't live under another tree to survive. Have you ever seen that one? A tree under the tree? They are always lean, struggling, because they try to plant themselves. Don't plant yourself. You are not qualified to plant yourself.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, oh, that, in verse 18, oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandment, then had thy peace been as river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. He said, thy seed also had been as the sand of the earth, as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. He said, his name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. He said, go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans with a voice of singing. Verse 20. Declare ye, utter it even to the end of the earth. Say ye, the Lord has redeemed his servant. Verse 21. He said, and they thirsted not when he led them to the deserts. Hello? Imagine, the most scarce commodity in the desert is water. But they thirsted not. No matter how dry that place is, if the Most High leads you there, the blessing will create everything you need there. Hello? He will provide. So run after God's ordained vision. Don't go and cook up vision for yourself for this year. Sit down with God and say, God, what are you saying concerning my career? Because the devil knows that he knows your weakness. Once you come down for a month, they want to tell you, let me give you personal experience. There was a day, I think it was just last month, I was with some guys and we were talking. One of them happened to be a product of the university where I graduated in Nigeria. And when he told me the year he the year he started the school, I was already, I think, in the final year even. And he started mentioning people in this country that went to the same university with me, who are in big, big companies here. You know, at that point, I was just sitting down, coming back from somewhere, tired, and just like the devil did for Jesus, he just took him, zoom. You know, like he was saying to Jesus that I was hungry. Why you come and eat? He said, look at you now. See, look at opportunity that you wasted. You graduated as an engineer. You will have made it in this country. Okay, I started rolling that thought in my heart. And since he know that I was trying to play with that bait, he threw another one. He said, look at yourself. Remember that you started in SLU in Uppsala. By now, you have become a professor or an associate prof. You drop all those things to go and become a pastor in a nation where people don't go to church. So this way, you are wasting your time. You know, I got disconnected. I started to say, it's true. Maybe I should go back to my engineering profession. I started rolling it over me. Because temptation is real, sir. But at that point, the Most High, he saw what I was going through in the car with them within those few minutes. And bam, my phone rang. One of my friends that has not called me, I've been trying to get hold of him, send message to everything. I just saw his call. And I picked it. I said, excuse me, let me pick this call. And he said, Femi, I don't know what is happening. The Holy Spirit has him. He's holding me and saying, I must call you right now. Say, what happened? He said, I should tell you that he sees your heart. He sees all your sacrifice to the things of the kingdom. And he has not forgotten all your labor. He said, he's with you. Stand, I will be with you in this work of the ministry. Look at it. I was at a point considering, say, maybe I should start dusting my paper and go back. But God knew that the enemy was about to get this boy, and he sent help. My God will send help to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You will not be deceived from out of your chosen place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. What I'm saying is that temptation is real. God has told you to go to that journey. He may look and say, what is happening? Because the devil knows. He will try to say, God has asked you to start that company. The first year may not be so rosy. It is to scare you out of the place. Say, I refuse to give up. Thank you, Jesus. The blessing was only available to Abraham as long as he was committed to doing what God called him to do. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through to 4. That blessing was available as long as he was committed to doing what God called him to do. God said,
He asked him to do the impossible. Because he said, we bless him. He said, you bless all the nations of the world through him. How? A man that didn't have a child at 75. How do you want to do that? If you're a medical doctor and somebody comes to you and tell you, even if you are a specialist in a test tube baby, won't you think that this person has drink or gogoro? He has drink or, I mean, it doesn't make sense. But the blessing came and made that one that was not possible to become possible. I see the blessing of God making it impossible to become possible in your life today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Bible said, even through, he said, Sarah herself received strength to God to conceive. It was the breath of God. It was the blessing of God that made it possible, sir. And to tell the devil that it wasn't a fluke, it wasn't by mistake. You know, even after Sarah died, Abraham still married at 100 something and still had more children. So who said that, oh, that one was a mistake? Hello? To prove that the testimony of Hannah was not a mistake. After Samuel, more children. The first one, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one. Hallelujah. I see God visiting you powerfully this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blessing was available to Adam. As long as he keeps the vision of keeping and multiplying and replenishing the earth. Immediately, Adam, in the garden, conjured another vision for himself. What happened? He lost the blessing. God gave him the vision to pursue the responsibility. He said, dress this garden, keep it, and make it well. And later, the devil came and said, okay, don't mind God. Let me give you another vision. What's that vision? Start eating this fruit. And what happened? He lost everything. You won't lose everything in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus made the disciples to understand why the power was given to them. Let's go to that scripture. Acts chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, starting from verse 6. You remember after resurrection and they were with the master. Because these people, they had another plan. Hallelujah. Some of them had another plan. Someone like Judas had another plan. You know, Judas was a zealot. You know what they call zealot? Social critics. You know, the activists. Hello? Because some of us look at Judas as just a bad person. He wasn't like that bad person. No. He was fighting for the freedom of Israel. But the method he was using was what was dangerous. Hello? He was a zealot. He was, you know, because, you know, at that time, Israel was under another, it was no more a sovereign nation. And so they were fighting for their freedom to come back. And so when they were expecting a Messiah that will come as a military man or a political man that will deliver them from the Romans. Hallelujah. And so before he joined the group, he belonged to that people that were fighting. Hey, we don't go agree, we know, we must have it. And so when he started working with Jesus, this one called legge man. What is happening? I will deal with you. You know, he thought that Jesus would mobilize for fight. That was what happened. And but you see, we used to talk about Judas. Others too, they had the same mindset. How did I know? Let's look at this scripture. Acts chapter 1, verse 6. He said, when they therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Did you get it? He said, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. So he said, the power I'm going to give you is not to go and carry gun and start fighting the Romans. So he said, this is another assignment. He said, forget about that vision that you have. I'm giving you the God's ordained vision now. And what is that vision? He said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Say witnesses. Yes. He said, unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So God was saying to them, say, no, it's not just to liberate Israel from the Romans. My agenda is to spread my kingdom to the entire earth. Hello? And so, the blessing, the anointing, which was part of the blessing, it came. They were empowered for that purpose. Hallelujah. still get it now. You remember in Genesis chapter 11, Bible talk about Nimrod and his guys. They started building. God asked them to spread and cover all the earth. They started building up on the same spot. Say, let's make a skyscraper. And God said, no, I asked you to spread, not to build skyscraper, and scatter them. You can never untwist God to say, okay, come and bless my vision. No. Discover the vision that he has given you and run with it. As we try to close, let's just look at a few examples of those that enjoy divine backing due to the fact that they decide to stick with the vision they were given. Number one example is Abraham. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. God told him that through him, the families of the world will be blessed and that it will become a nation. It took God for that to be possible. Because like I analyzed to us the other day, Abraham gave birth to how many children? Even if all his children, including Ishmael and Isaac, and the one that Keturah, the other woman, had, if they are reproducing every day like poultry birds, there's no way you can become a nation. But just from Jacob, look at what God did. It must have taken the blessing of God to make that possible. Genesis chapter 15, let's quickly jump to verse 4. He said, and behold, the word of the God of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowel shall be thine heir. He told him, said, "Is thank you, Jesus. He told him that he should not worry, because he was complaining that, you said I will be father of nation. How can I be father of nation? I don't even have a child at this age. And God said, no, don't worry. I said it, I will perform it. And the Lord will perform that which he has revealed unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Another example was the life of Moses. Exodus chapter 3. Moses. God gave him a very clear mandate, and he backed him up to fulfill it. He gave Moses a very clear mandate to follow, a very clear vision to pursue. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 10. He said, come now therefore. He said, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I? Maybe you are at that point right now. Because you know, when God reveals his vision to you, the first thing that will happen is that you will think, how will I do it? Because God does not speak according to the capacity of man. He speaks according to his own capacity. So if he tells you that small shop, top shop that you have, will become a shopping mall, you say, how? How will I do it? Hallelujah. He tells you that one vehicle, you become multitude. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's possible. Papa, with God, all things are possible. He's telling you that you are working under somebody now, but you will become an employer of labor in this country. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, people that are having it, they don't have two heads. They have two heads. It's not, they don't have two heads. Thank you, Jesus. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. Because he knew. He grew up with this same guy. He knew that, this man, if I mess around, he will kill me. He will kill me. He knew what he did before he ran away. And so he said, no, it's not possible. How can I do this? He said, certainly, I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. He said, when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. Hello? So what are we talking about today? The same God that backed up Moses. The same God that supported the vision that he gave Abraham. He's still alive and he's still able. Let us stand up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Time will not permit us to go into the details. But look at the situation of Gideon. When God showed up to Gideon and said, okay, you're going to deliver Israel. How will you deliver Israel? Because he himself was hiding.
Hello. This is a man was hiding in a place. I say, okay, ah. You know, they were threshing, what do you call that thing? The food to eat. And they were hiding. Say, okay, should in case those enemy come to take it from us, they were hiding. And God said, came to him and said, ah, I'm going to deliver your country. How will I deliver? I have not been to Defense Academy. I don't know how to even operate an aeroplane. And you say, I will go and fight. How? But God backed him up. My God, your God, we back you up this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blessing of the Lord, we do it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. The blessing of God, we walk in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not go down this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Your business will not go down in the mighty name of Jesus. But I want us to thirst for it. Thirst for vision. Because you don't get vision by just cross-legged somewhere. No, it doesn't work. No. He said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. You have to thirst. Genuinely go to him and say, my God, my Lord and my God, what are you saying concerning my life? I don't want to end up in jeopardy. I don't want to end up in shame. I don't want to end up regretting. Because some people are running vision now. God is not in it. And when God is not in your vision, it's so easy. You start manipulating. You will start bribing. You will start lying. You will start cheating to make things work. Hello? So it's so risky. And you don't have extra life. If you are traveling on a bad road and you have extra tire, you know that when the tire goes down, you can change it. But do you have extra life? So don't play Ludo with your life. Oh. Hallelujah. You have only this, only one life. But by the time we finish our race here, God will say, welcome, my son that has fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But that is it. That's the word of God for us as we go to the second ladder in the year of the blessing. But the good news is that it's never too late. Let's begin to give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Let's give him adoration. Magnify his name. Exalt him. Thank him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. God of heaven, we thank you for this opportunity that we can come boldly to your presence today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the word of life. Thank you for the word of life. We bless your holy name. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you for your plan and purpose for us. We thank you. We thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. You know, every time people have an encounter with God, one of the things he first tells them is his plan for them. When Saul then had an encounter with God, what did he tell him? He told him point blank, I'm sending you on assignment, and I'm sending you to the Gentiles. You know, every time Paul tried to go to the Jews, what happened to him? They beat hell out of him. With all his anointing. With all his global anointing. In fact, there was that they shaved with all his head. Because Paul, you know, Paul was a specialist. We can call him like the professor of the professors when it comes to Jewish law. But God said, I'm not sending you to the Jews. I'm sending you to the Gentiles. Hello? So your education don't let it deceive you. Maybe you studied engineering. You may excel as a banker. Hello? Thank God for education. I was telling one of my friends on phone recently, I said, the Y, the X in engineering, I've forgotten it. I can't tell you the Y, the X anymore. It disappeared because even when I tried to sit in engineering class in South Africa, when the man was talking about water divided, my mind quickly went to the Red Sea. Hallelujah. I lost touch with engineering completely, sir. Hallelujah. So don't be deceived with your education. Hello?
But I know that God that does not lie will announce you this year in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He will order your footstep in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The high place that he has prepared for you, he will order you there in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table, that he may run that word that readed it. Thank you, Jesus.
So as we partake of the communion today, I see God opening our eyes of understanding to the vision of God for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You remember when after crucifixion, Jesus, when he rose up, he was walking with some of the disciples on the way. Imagine people that stayed with him for 3.5 years plus. They couldn't recognize him. That is to tell you that this is not something you can read in the page of newspaper. It is spiritually discerned. Hallelujah. But Bible says when he gave them bread, their eyes opened. And they say, it's master. You will see the master in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord will reveal to you in a crystal clear way the vision for your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He will reveal the vision for your family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, some people, they just move their family to a certain place and the family disappear. They lost their marriage. You will not take a wrong step in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will not take a step that will wreck your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I want us to take supernatural strength from this communion today. That Jesus, he walked throughout his life. He never missed it. We will not miss it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. That as we are taking this communion, because the Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood, we receive the same order of grace to walk with vision in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus never missed it. Jesus never walked away from Father's plan. Jesus never walked away from God's plan for his life. He never missed it concerning his ministry. I want us to pray that today, as we are partaking of this communion, we will not walk away from the plan of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God of heaven, we partake of this communion believing the impartation of the grace to walk in line with the will of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, Jesus also was tempted, like we said, when he finished prayer. When he was about to finish his assignment to go to the cross, the devil came again and he said, to go and die. Crucifixion is trouble. Remember the pain. No beyond. And Jesus said, okay, I will pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let this cup pass. He said, this cup no go pass. So. Because if this cup pass now, you will miss it. Hallelujah. You notice that before, after that, what happened? To go and face the cross, he took communion. Because it's not easy. On the natural. In natural man, the flesh cannot handle the cross. And like we said, everywhere God leads you to, there will be challenges, that is true, because he wants to scare you out of it. But as you partake of this communion today, you are empowered like Jesus to finish well in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As you partake of this communion this afternoon, I decree that our health, our strength be renewed, spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will not break down in the mighty name of Jesus. Your body will not break down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your spirit will not break down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will not lose your mind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I decree that as you partake of this communion today, you will be empowered with the grace to understand things of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When next you pick your Bible, you will receive revelation of the truth in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Light will come from heaven for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We appreciate you, Lord. Be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And therefore, we declare this table blessed. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.